Good day, it's the 21st of December. This is Bud Oracle, and I'd like to speak to you on some thoughts about conflict and compromise this morning. It turns out that we're having a problem in our end of the building. It's a big old building that is basically falling apart, and they're jacking up the rents and not doing much in the way of repairs, milking it for all it's worth. And we're having a snowfall, and it appears to have been caused by the building management themselves failing to check. There's a empty apartment on the top floor where the fellow died. Mike died this summer, last summer. He was a nice old guy about my age, but sadly he had a short life. And when they redid his apartment, they failed to close the windows and turn on the heat. And so now in this cold freeze, the pipes froze. And of course, down below here in the dungeons, two floors below that, luckily I'm not affected except the water is out. But my neighbor, the odd barnacle, his place, the ceiling's falling through because they had a flood through, of course, from the broken pipes through both apartments. So it'd be his apartment above that, and of course the top apartment where the pipe actually broke. So that's a lot of damage these people did. And we're like, and we've got all these complaints, and they jacked up the rent another $20 for me, and I think $25 for him come January. And we're, you know, like huffing and puffing. Oh, yeah. But then I mentioned the fact that we have it pretty good. We're left alone out here. My dog's free off the leash. The odd barnacle and I are not too shall we say, building, you know, too good at caretakers. We've got a lot of, we're collectors of bicycles and parts and things, pieces of wood that we can use to create things with, and, you know, whatever we find that's interesting. So we got a lot of junk hanging around, basically. And he's a guerrilla gardener, a really good one. And we've got a lovely place here because outside in the summertime, there's a public walkway through it. And outside in the summertime, it's a very nice place to hang out, and people are friendly here. And we call it the Dream Station because the only two signs lit up is one at the railway station, and a few blocks to the west, to your left, would be Dream from Dream Carpets. And those are the only two signs that we can see at the top of the stairs. So we call this place the Dream Station. And people enjoy coming by. They stop and chat. It's a really nice place for in the city. And so we've got those benefits. Plus, they don't bother us. Plus, we're often late with our rent. And, you know, and they're not bothering us for that. And so, I mean, 50-50, half a dozen of one and six of the other, compromise. You know, I guess in today's world they can squeeze another $20 out of me for all that freedom and not being on my back and such. So it means a lot in life to get along with the people that you're dealing with and understand that things flow two ways. It's a nice place, and overall, we're going to have to put up with it or end up losing a nice place. Okay, so have a great day. Think about compromise. You know, it can't always just go your way. And enjoy your day. It's only 4 days before Christmas, and we're getting a serious snowfall here. We've got about a foot on the ground. The city seems really quiet. My dog and I, the white wolf, are going out in this wonderful, well, he's out. But we're going for a walk, and in the winter wonderland. It's a Sunday, so we're going to Trout Lake Dog Park. It's about a half-hour walk there, half-hour back, and maybe an hour at the park. So we're going to be gone for 2 hours. Have a great day.